I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1919. The U.S. Congress passed the Child Labor Tax Law. At the turn of the 20th century, child labor had increasingly become an issue of concern in the United States. In 1890, the census found more than 1 million children between the ages of 10 and 15 in the workforce. By 1910, that number had exceeded 2 million working children. Many of these children worked long hours in unhealthy conditions for low wages. Progressive activists led campaigns to bring national attention to the plight of these working children. As a result, many individual states passed limits on children's work. Nationally, there was no uniform legislation. Southern lawmakers were unwilling to push for child protections because local factory owners insisted child labor was necessary if Southern businesses were going to compete with manufacturers in the North. The state laws that did exist were poorly enforced, especially in Southern states. In 1909, a survey of South Carolina mills found that nearly 92% of them were violating what little child labor regulations were in place. In 1916, the U.S. Congress attempted to regulate child labor, but a federal judge ruled that legislation unconstitutional. Undeterred, Congress tried again in 1919. They passed a law that said companies in certain industries would face a 10% tax on their profits for hiring child labor. The act defined child labor as any worker under the age of 16 in any mine or quarry and under the age of 14 in any mill, cannery, workshop, factory, or manufacturing establishment. Within a few years, the Supreme Court found that law unconstitutional. In an 8-1 decision, the court ruled that Congress could not use taxes to enforce regulatory power. Although it was only in effect briefly, the child labor tax law did cause a downturn in the use of child labor. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.